Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Good morning, everyone. This is Angeline Velosa, and welcome to another Spirit-filled day here in Deep. The Gospel for today is from the book of Mark, chapter 17, verses 1 to 13. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And in coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How will you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition? For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have had from me is korban,' meaning dedicated to God, you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on. And you do so many such things." Brothers and sisters, the good news of our salvation. The gospel today speaks about obedience. Obedience to our leaders, our boss at work, our parents, and most especially, obedience to God. My story of obedience has always been on God. I was a former full-time missionary of a Catholic lay community and served as a mission volunteer since I was in college. I knew in my heart that I have always been called to partake in God's vineyard by becoming a full-time missionary. The process was not easy because I had to go through a series of discernment and get the approval of my parents. The most difficult part, I would say. Yet because of persistent prayer and asking of approval from my family, they trusted my decision and allowed me to be sent on mission. It was a journey so beautiful. God sent me to a very unfamiliar place where I learned to be more open to His will, to be vulnerable to the needs of others, to love unconditionally, to dare dive into the unknown, and to fully become the woman that He created me to be. So much has happened in my service that one day I woke up with another an urgent call from the Lord, a call to give up missionary life and be with my family. I was too fearful and anxious at first because what if God will abandon me and forget my prayers? I had a lot of questions and doubts. But in this not-so-new mission, I know will be a journey where I can be more dependent on His love and grace and be exactly the person that He meant me to be. I'm sharing this because we all go through a journey of choosing God's will over us. There are times that actually deciding on it becomes the most difficult thing to do in our life. But my dear friends, take heart. Let us not be afraid to surrender our heart and the desires that reside in it. Let us be at peace knowing that God never waver and He is the same God guiding us wherever we are, as long as we obey. Have a blessed Tuesday, my dear friends. God bless your heart.